At Capella University, learning the right skills could make a difference. That's why our business programs teach you relevant skills you can take from the courseroom to the workplace. A different future is closer than you think with Capella University. Learn more at capella.edu.
Life can throw a lot your way in the morning. You might be battling drop-off times, while your kids are battling imaginary monsters or their shoelaces. But no matter what life brings, Life cereal puts a smile on everyone's face. With 24 grams of whole grains and unexpected sweetness in every serving, it's sure to please even the pickiest eaters. Help start your mornings with Life cereal.
I really love my life.
Techscape on Taking Stock. Brought to you by PwC. Our industry experts can help you unlock the full potential of AI to transform your business safely and responsibly. Visit pwc.ie to learn more.
So first up today, the future of one of the world's most popular social media platforms is hanging in the balance with over a billion monthly active users. TikTok has established itself as a social media giant, but recent legislation signed by the United States President Joe Biden could see the app banned from distribution in the US unless the Chinese parent company ByteDance sells it by January 2025. Well, what does this all mean for TikTok, you, its users, and the content creators who make a very valuable living from it? Well, joining me now to unpack all of this is Chris Stokel-Walker, technology journalist. Chris, welcome back to Taking Stock.
Thanks for having me, Mandy.
Now, maybe you'd be better explaining to us exactly what the US are trying to do about TikTok first, and we'll get into the why later.
It's essentially an attempt, I suppose, cynically thinking, to force TikTok into a fire sale. So one of the things that we kind of have to use as context here, I suppose, is the long history of social media. So to dash through 20 odd years of history in about 10 seconds, we have lived through a social media era which is seen through a lens of Silicon Valley in the United States. And we know that for good and for evil, there are benefits and drawbacks to that. But basically every single app, every single service that we use in our digital lives through social media has its genesis in Silicon Valley. TikTok was not that. TikTok was slightly different. Founded in the mid to late 2010s in China by a company called ByteDance, originally as a kind of Chinese-based only app, and also with a kind of an app that it bought called Musical.ly, and then subsumed into its own app that then launched in the West as TikTok became hugely popular. And I think that sits really uneasily with some people. Now, the US, in particular, Joe Biden's administration, is particularly concerned around that China link. They worry that there is a national security risk there. Worth pointing out, there is no actual evidence that TikTok has ever meddled in, for instance, US conversations around social discussion issues or politics or anything like that. But just the fact that this has a ultimately Chinese ownership sits deeply uncomfortably with certain people within the Biden administration and also a good number of China hawks in the Republican Party. And so we've come to this over many months and frankly almost a year now, this kind of wrangling around the future of TikTok, which has resulted in this divest or sell up or be banned ultimatum from a court.
And you and I, Chris, have spoken in the past on this program about, you know, various different governments around the world, actually, and their attitude to TikTok and banning ministers and politicians from even having accounts. I mean, this is the more extreme element of it. But what are the US government trying to do? So they're trying to get the company ByteDance to sell. To whom or what, how would that manifest itself?
Basically, anybody who is American enough to feel comfortably and safe under their control, Mandy, is the, the long and the short of it. So there are kind of potential suitors. We have had in the past discussions where Oracle, which is a database company, which also provides some of the database services for TikTok as part of an agreement with the US government over concerns in a previous year around this sort of stuff. They're currently providing that. They could be a potential buyer. Many others could be, but there's really nobody that is waiting in the wings to buy TikTok. And also, TikTok doesn't want to sell. ByteDance doesn't want to divest itself of this company because ultimately, you know, worldwide, this has 1.5 billion users, more than 150 million in the European Union, in the United States, where this has the threat of being banned. They have more than 170 million users. And so, frankly, TikTok would be giving up an awful lot of money if they were to decide to kind of sell themselves out of existence.
So I'm interested in the mechanics of this. So the US government had to file or introduce and pass legislation that would ban the platform if it wasn't sold. And then the company, as I understand it, then they filed an injunction or an appeal against that. Where is all that at now?
Yeah, so we had in early December, December the 6th, a three-judge panel sitting in Washington that upheld that idea that ByteDance, the parent company of TikTok, would have to sell up to an American owner or stop operating in the US over those national security concerns. Now, 3 days later, December the 9th, TikTok filed an emergency injunction asking for essentially a stay of execution. They wanted this case to be heard by the Supreme Court in the US. And that is essentially TikTok's last roll of the dice. If the US Supreme Court says no, you know what, we uphold previous court judgments on this, and they don't rely on what TikTok believes is an oddly American attempt to defend on this sort of thing, actually, Mandy, which is the right of freedom of speech, the ability to say what you want as a company in the US, then it will essentially be incumbent on, for instance, app stores. So your Apple's App Store, Google's Play Store, to stop updating the app, to stop offering it, more importantly, to new users. And so we end up with this kind of very odd moment where I suppose TikTok will be crystallized in amber. I think you might still be able to upload content to it, but it just means that no new users will be able to actually download it and log on.
And just say it is banned in the US and we get to the 19th of January and they ByteDance don't sell and they ban the platform and those operators like Google and iPhone and all those, they can no longer bring new people on board and the updates don't happen, I guess, for, you know, existing users or whatever. It kind of peters out. What do you think that will mean for other governments around the world who can take a lead very often from what happens in the US?
Yeah, it is, I suppose, the multi-billion dollar question because, you know, TikTok is a huge business in the US, but it has lots of other markets around the world and there will be people watching this. I think it is notable that we haven't seen other countries following in the footsteps of the US as they pursue this through the courts already. And so I think that that maybe signals that other countries aren't quite as uncomfortable with TikTok as the US currently is. And so I imagine that we won't see, for instance, lots of dominoes starting to fall around the world as others row in behind the US. And one of the big interesting things around this is the timing, and it's almost a repeat of 4 years ago, Mandy, when Donald Trump said that he was going to ban TikTok from the US as part of his attempt, unsuccessful attempt, to get re-elected in 2020. Turns out that what happened was TikTok fought that through the court, kicked the can down the road until Trump lost the presidential election in 2020, therefore wasn't inaugurated in 2021. And Joe Biden came in with a clean broom. Now, TikTok will be hoping for the same sort of thing. January the 19th is when this app could be snuffed out in the United States. January the 20th, Donald Trump takes power in the White House. And Donald Trump has had a complete change of heart on TikTok. He now thinks that actually it should remain. And so while with Donald Trump, you never really know what he's going to do or what he's thinking at any one moment in time, there is a potential scenario in the month to come where TikTok is banned for pretty much one day and then Trump comes into the White House and overturns it entirely.
And do you think his new kind of alliance with his now best buddy Elon Musk might change his view again, maybe? Because I'm presuming other platforms like X, Instagram, YouTube, they'll all see themselves as maybe developing alternatives to TikTok were it banned in the US.
This is where it gets incredibly messy, Mandy. And this is where Elon Musk and politics really should not mix. And I think where we might start to see Trump's cozying up to Musk starting to unravel a little bit. So in theory, yes, Elon Musk, big entrepreneur, always looking for the next opportunity, might decide that he wants to take X, the platform formerly known as Twitter, down the sort of TikTok-alike short-form video route. But having said that, Elon Musk is also the CEO of Tesla. Hmm. Tesla is a big electric car company that has significant interests, including manufacturing plants for its electric vehicles in China, and sees that as a big market. So you start to get this really awkward situation where the geopolitics and the business interests rub up against one another in a way that we often find, I think, probably deeply uncomfortable unless we are Elon Musk. And I think so for that reason, I don't imagine that Musk will change Donald Trump's mind. But I will say we are seeing, for instance, Mark Zuckerberg announced this week the CEO of Meta, which runs Instagram, which has its own TikTok alike called Reels. He will be donating to Trump's inauguration fund to try and, you know, fund his big party, his big bash that he has on January the 20th. We've seen him already trying to ingratiate himself with meetings at Mar-a-Lago with Donald Trump. So there is the potential here that whispers in the ear could happen to try and say, well, you know what? I know that you had this different view on TikTok, but actually, is it worth the geopolitical hassle? Is it worth the potential annoyance of your general public? Although I will say that actually public support for a TikTok ban has cratered in the last year. In spring of 2023, around about 50% of Americans said that they thought a ban on TikTok was necessary and important. Nowadays, that's around about only a third. So I think people are starting to reckon with what the consequences of this really could be for their lives.
Mm. That's very interesting. And has that shift happened because more people have been using it and they're comfortable with it? They're kind of addicted to it now, probably.
Yeah, I think it's a couple of things. I think one is just that use and that kind of you start to stare the future into the mirror and look really deeply into the whites of your own eyes and think, actually, do I want this to happen or do I not? And what are the consequences? But I think that there is also a more cynical, less kind of self-reflective point of view here, which is TikTok is a massive company.
Mm.
ByteDance, its parent company, has a fair bit of cash sloshing around, and they have spent an awful lot of money on public interest campaigns, on lobbying to try and ensure that their existential threat is perhaps not all that existential in the near future. So I think it's a vindication of all of that effort and that time and that money that's been put in. But you're right. I think there is a kind of a reckoning with the consequences here. And we do have precedent for this. 4 years ago, India banned TikTok from its country because of something relatively similar, a geopolitical dispute that didn't really seem to have a strong connection or justification with the app itself. Essentially, there was a border dispute between India and China at the time. India decided that the best way to try and hit China was through the sort of sanctions pocket, so it banned TikTok. We saw at the time a lot of homegrown apps rise up to try and replace TikTok, but actually the ones that stuck were the big tech giants of YouTube Shorts owned by Google and Instagram Reels owned by Meta, the parent company of Facebook and WhatsApp, as well as Instagram. But all of those are not exactly like TikTok, and they are, I suppose, a little bit of a pale imitation of the real app itself.
It does raise a very interesting question, really, about this as a precedent, perhaps, for how the US in the future might handle foreign-owned digital platforms. But that's another day's work. I want to ask you about something you raised there about the who uses the app itself, because we tend to think of it as users and, you know, enjoy the app. And as you say, that's grown. But the other side of it is, a lot of politicians and many, many businesses worldwide have got used to, you know, being able to talk directly to customers or potential voters as a direct mechanism for doing that. What are they doing to prepare for this, or how are they treating this potential ban?
They're worrying, in short. And I think that this is perhaps TikTok's best bet to try and get Trump on side. We know The man is a businessman. We know that he thinks largely in terms of business interests. You can't necessarily appeal to emotions with him, but you can appeal to bottom lines and balance sheets. And so TikTok has taken that approach. When it lodged its injunction against the court decision earlier this month, it did so with a press release that looked at this in terms of cold, hard cash. It said, if you ban our app on January the 19th, within the first month, the individual creators on that app based in the United States will lose an estimated $300 million of income through the app. If you ban our app on January the 19th, in the next month, the businesses that market their wares through the app will lose more than $1 billion of revenue in the same time period. And so Donald Trump is all about making America great again. He's all about prioritizing American-based businesses. And he might well look at that and go, well, do I want to be responsible for the losses of those individuals, for the losses of those businesses? Might well cause him to change his mind.
Absolutely. It's extraordinary how an app has such economic and geopolitical consequences. And it's quite unbelievable, isn't it, that we could be talking about something that some people who use it, including myself, tend to pick it up and think it's a trivial thing, but actually it's a massive giant of geopolitical sort of warfare now. Chris, before I let you go, just very briefly, if you could just tell me what you think is going to happen at the end of January.
I think that this was going to be kicked down the road once more. I think there'll be a Supreme Court appeal. I think that will delay things. They'll appeal significantly to Donald Trump. And then actually, who knows what Donald Trump will do, but I would say probably TikTok will stick around.
Absolutely. Well, Chris, listen, thank you as always for explaining that to us. It's a very complicated situation that stems back years. That was Chris Stokel-Walker, technology journalist. Thank you so much for being with us on Taking Stock.
Thank you.
At Capella University, learning the right skills could make a difference. That's why our business programs teach you relevant skills you can take from the courseroom to the workplace. A different future is closer than you think with Capella University. Learn more at capella.edu.